if somebody's still sleeping, you might say, well, you better go and what?
Wake up.
Okay.
Jack and Janelle.
Okay,
that's
yeah.
what I had to do yesterday morning.
Or you
I wish you'd have come yesterday.
Yeah?
That little park was here.
Yeah? How's she doing?
Fine. She got promoted to the third grade and got a straight A card all through school.
Oh, right. Smart kid.
Just 8 years old. She's too smart for her own britches, I'm afraid.
Uh-huh.
And I told her mama how she done me before.
Yeah.
She walked in here yesterday when she first walked in, day before yesterday. Put her arm around me, hugged and kissed me. Grandmama, I love you. I'm going to be good to you this time, Grandma.
Uh-huh.
Then my mom and daddy said, I better not do you like I did last week.
Uh-huh. Was she good?
Oh, she was precious.
Oh, good.
Time.
That's great.
The Grandma, I'm going to be good to you this time.
Yeah. Good.
See, her mother and them got after about it. They told her, her daddy told her, if he ever heard of her sassing me, he's going to just, and he takes his big belt off to do it with.
I didn't scared of that.
Uh-huh, and I didn't tell him. I told Geneva.
Uh-huh.
But I met Geneva told Jack.
Oh.
And I told Geneva, I said, don't whip her. I said, she's done whipped enough. I said, I shamed her about beating on her poor old grandma.
Yeah.
Everything. And, well, it's just one thing and then two.
Yeah. If you can't hear at all, you'd say you're stone.
Well, I'm might near stone deaf.
Yeah.
In my left ear.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What happened to that ear?
I don't know. Doctor told me there wasn't nothing wrong with it.
Hmm.
I said, well, what makes it ache all the time?
Hmm. That's funny. He said there's nothing wrong with it.
He said it's doing okay. He didn't say there wasn't nothing wrong with it.
Oh, well.
He said it's doing okay.
Okay, yeah.
And he said, Julia, wants, that's about what they tell you anyhow. And he said, Julia, I want to see you in 3 weeks from today.
Uh-huh.
Said, now you hear me, Julia. But I was tore up about that.
Yeah.
Because my doctor wasn't there. One that I've been going to for the last 6 or 8 months.
Oh, yeah. Is he out of town on vacation or something?
I never asked him where he's at. I guess he must have been, but...
Yeah.
Doctor is a good doctor. He's hard to beat.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
But he just said he wanted to see me again in 3 weeks when I told him about my nose bleeding all the time. My nose sometimes takes... It don't bleed to where it runs.
Yeah.
But it just bleeds to where I have to just get it out or it'll clog up in there and I can't breathe through it.
No, that's bad.
And I told him about that. Well, he looked at my nose and he looked at my ear. He said, well, Julia, I want to see you in 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
He said, what's the matter with your nerves? I said, no, you asked me something I don't know.
Hmm.
Well, he said, ain't you taking any nerve pills? I said, yeah, them you fixed for me about 5, 6, maybe 7 or 8 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he said, I'm going to fix you some more. And he did them big old black capsules.
They do any good?
Yeah, they seem to be helping me. He said, take one of them 3 times a day.
Well, that's good. That's good. If somebody began to sweat when he started to work, by the time he finished, you'd say he really, what, a lot?
Perspire a whole lot.
Okay.
I can't hardly say it, but I can, because I'm one of them and I don't have to work. I can walk from here in the kitchen, the back coldest day in this world. And I'll get hot flashes and the perspiration just come just rolling off of my face.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I think that's my nerves.
Might be, yeah. Pills might help that too.
It hasn't bothered me since I've been taking it.
Huh, that's good.
I just got them the day before yesterday.
Oh, that's good. And it's helped already.
Uh-huh, a little bit.
Something that kind of sore that comes like, well, a lot of people get them on the back of their neck.
Carbuncle.
Okay. Do you have a different, do you call it something different if it's like on your arm?
Great big old rug.
Okay. Anything else you ever call it?
Carbuncle and abscess or cyst.
Okay. And sometimes a doctor has to open it, you know, and that stuff that comes out, what do you call that?
Big old rug.